Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness here in the beautiful Orlando, Florida area. Today is not so beautiful, it's raining, but we thank you for listening. My name is Keith Henry. I'm a naturopathic doctor with a practice and ministry located in Orlando, Florida. Thank you for being with us this day. We have a very interesting show for you, wherever you may be listening. If you're listening at bluezonewellness.org or at blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness, we thank you for joining in. We have, again, a very interesting show for you today. If you're listening, you can call in. Our call-in, guest call-in number, toll-free, is 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. We're also here on chat at Blue Zone Wellness. blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. You can also, if you want to, chat with me here on the during the show. Again, we have a very interesting show. We have in our week in natural news segment, we have three very, very interesting articles. One will be dealing with the how eating egg yolk specifically and smoking cigarettes actually have a similar effect upon your system. Very interesting article that was published this week. It was published at CNN.com. We have another article that we're going to discuss in the Week in Natural News Review section, the first segment of the show, is going to be talking about, it's an article titled, "Excessive Red Meat Consumption Found to Increase the Risk of Stroke." Excessive red meat consumption found to increase the risk of stroke. The third article that we're going to be talking about during our Week in Natural News Review segment, we're going to be talking about an article that came out also this week, was published on August the 14th. It was published at Fox News. And it's talked about, it's a very interesting article, talked about a chemical that's mainly in antibacterial soaps that have been linked to impaired muscle function. Now, that should be a concern because, remember, your chief muscle is your heart. So that could be a little bit of a concern or a lot of a concern. Then, as we go from our Week in Natural News Review segment, we'll go to our second segment, which we typically talk about a healing food. This week, we're going to spin it a little bit, and we're going to be talking about how certain drugs can actually deplete the body of nutrients. And the reason we're putting this in the healing food section, because the body really does not desire any specific food, but rather it desires nutrients to function. So it is the nutrients contained within the food that the body needs. And so we're talking about the healing food segment from that angle. We're going to talk about it from the angle of how important some of these nutrients are, and how certain drugs can actually deplete the body of nutrients, and once the body is depleted of these nutrients, you can begin to experience some serious symptoms. And with respect to now our final segment dealing with the healing herb or healing supplement, we'll talk a little bit about white willow bark, which we call it nature's aspirin. And if we have time, we may go into talking a little bit about an herb called yohimbe, which is sometimes considered, and it works similar to the way that Viagra does, but it's sometimes considered a herbal Viagra. Again, so if we have time, we'll get to the yohimbe today as well as the willow bark. If we don't have time during the healing, or rather the herbal supplements segment to deal with your yohimbe, we'll deal with the yohimbe next week. Now, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. We'll be right back in just a minute, and we will get started right away with the show.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll-free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll-free, 855-543-3243. And experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We're going to go ahead and get started in this first hour weekend natural news review. And we're going to start off with the article that I mentioned earlier before we went to break that was actually taken from CNN and published on August the 15th. And there was a study that suggested that eating egg yolks can actually accelerate heart disease almost as much as smoking can. And the lead author of the study, Dr. David Spence, says researchers need to find a way to put this into perspective, since both eating cholesterol and smoking increases cardiovascular risk or heart attack and stroke risk, etc. He says, the article points out that he said the general public believes that smoking is far worse to your health than eating eggs or egg yolks. He said that the issue is mainly with the egg yolk as opposed to the entire egg. Now, Dr. Spence, who is actually the lead author of this study, was a professor of neurology at the University of Western Ontario School of Medicine and Dentistry. He pointed out, as cited in this article, that one jumbo chicken egg yolk has about 237 milligrams of cholesterol, about 237 milligrams of cholesterol. Dr. Spence also points out that even if you are a young and healthy adult, eating egg yolks can actually increase your risk of cardiovascular disease later in life. So he says, quote, "Just because you are 20 doesn't mean egg yolks aren't going to cause any trouble down the line." Now, as we said here on Blue Zone Wellness many times before, we advocate a plant-based diet. And this is studies like this show why we actually advocate a plant-based diet. Any diet that's not consistent with the laws of health that we talk about consistently on here, i.e. trust in the Creator, sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control or temperance, will actually cause eventually sickness, disease, and eventually death. And so when we talk about, when we advocate a plant-based diet, we advocate this type of healing systems based upon our experience and knowledge of the body, and also of experience and knowledge of dealing with people who are sick, and also on studies such as this one that was published by Dr. Spence and his team. Now, according to this article, Dr. Spence also points out that patients who ate 3 or more yolks a week show significantly more plaque than those who ate 2 or less yolks per week. So simply by eating 3 or more eggs per week, you can actually increase the likelihood of you eventually having some type of a coronary issue pretty significantly. In fact, he said that it has two-thirds the effect as if you were smoking. So even though it's not quite as bad as smoking, it's roughly 75% as bad when compared to smoking for your arteries and for other cardiovascular risk. According to the article, Dr. Spence says, for those patients with increased coronary risk, such as those who have diabetes, eating an egg yolk a day, just one a day, can actually increase your coronary risk by between 2 to 5 times. So if you already have health issues, such as being a diabetic or have hypertension, you especially need to be careful about eating these eggs. I would say not to eat them at all, but find a plant-based substitute or vegan substitutes, as opposed to eating eggs. The article also pointed out that atherosclerosis, also called coronary artery disease, occurs when plaque builds up in the blood vessels leading to the heart, specifically the inner arterial wall, and it limits the amount of blood that can pass through. That's pretty common knowledge there. And so the article also pointed out, quoting Dr. Gordon Tomaselli, who was the chief of cardiology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and he was also the former president of the American Heart Association. The article cites him as confirming this study, basically confirming what doctors already know about eating cholesterol and cardiovascular disease. That pretty much by eating cholesterol, and remember, when you're eating a plant-based diet, you're not consuming cholesterol. When you're eating animals, you are consuming cholesterol. Now, yes, the body does make the good cholesterol via the liver, HDL cholesterol, but the bad LDL cholesterol you can only get by eating animal products. And so by eating flesh, chicken, fish, etc., eggs, cheese, all of these things, you're actually eating cholesterol. And so even as the former head of the American Heart Association, Dr. Gordon Tomaselli, pointed out, he's also currently the chief of cardiology at Johns Hopkins University. This study simply confirmed what doctors have already known. So if you already are at risk, if you have diabetes, if you have high hypertension, your doctor really should be educating you if you're still consuming flesh products, or if you're still consuming flesh byproducts, i.e. eggs or cheese. Your doctor really needs to be recommending that you get off of these products because they're actually shortening your life. Now, you can read a little more about this article at my blog, phase3ministries.com/WordPress. And there's also a bit of a video there too, all as you read that article in full. And we also have a link to the article there. We'll move on to the next article in this first section. The next article that we're going to look at was taken from naturalnews.com, and it's by John Phillip, and it's entitled "Excessive Red Meat Consumption Actually Found to Increase the Risk of Stroke." So here we go again with more studies confirming our position here at Blue Zone Wellness, that it is dangerous to consume flesh as well as flesh byproducts. And no, it won't kill you overnight, but it is over time. The contribution of it to your system will eventually cause you to have hypertension, diabetes, and in some cases even cancer and some of the other diseases. Now, according to this article, it was published also on August the 14th. John Phillip goes on to explain how most nutrition scientists indicate that a high protein diet is essential to promote vibrant health and in weight management, and also to lower the risk from metabolic dysfunction. But also, even though protein is necessary for the body to function, the question becomes, as he even points out in his article, that there's a rapidly mounting body of research that now shows that the type and quantity of protein consumed can actually raise the risk of stroke. Now, so here's the thing. Yes, the body needs protein. And but the question is, does it need protein from animal sources? Or can you get the sufficient amounts of proteins by eating a very plant-based diet? And that's the question. Nevertheless, as we look at this article here on Blue Zone Wellness, we see that researchers conducting a meta-analysis of six large studies that were conducted in three countries, the U.S., Japan, and Sweden, over the past 10 years, published their results of this 10-year study from three different countries in Stroke, which is a journal of the American Heart Association. And they came to the conclusion, based upon this 10-year, three-country study, that consumption of red meat, including beef, pork, lamb, ham, hot dogs, sausage, and bacon, actually spiked the risk of ischemic stroke, which is the most common type of stroke event amongst human beings. So these foods, the consumption of these foods, red meat including, let me say those again, beef, pork, lamb, ham, hot dog, sausage, bacon, and bacon actually spike the risk of an ischemic stroke. So again, now let's think about this. Think about the first article that we just saw with respect to egg yolks, and think about the consumption of red meat. So here you have, if you sit down and you eat a breakfast or a meal that includes eggs, that includes any of these meats, and just take these two things, and say if you're eating them on a consistent basis, you can see why we have some of the top killers and some of the top contributors to the sickness of our people, as well as to the economic weight of the healthcare system, why we have the sickness and the disease in terms of cancer and hypertension and diabetes that we do, because this is what we call the SAD diet, or the standard American diet. It typically includes these foods. According to this article, the author quotes Dr. Joanna Kaluza of the Warsaw University of Life Sciences in respect to these findings. And quoting her, she says that the findings are, quote, of great public health importance because of the widespread consumption of red meat and the high morbidity and mortality associated with stroke. So you're actually increasing the likelihood that you will have a stroke, an ischemic stroke, by consuming red meat. In this study, in this article, cited by this article, it goes on to point out how the meta-analysis included a total of 329,495 participants, and it resulted in 10,630 cases of a stroke. All of the studies statistically adjusted for the age of the participants, the body mass index, if they consume alcohol, if they were smokers, if they engaged themselves in any physical activity, if they had diabetes, if they had hypertension, their energy intake, as well as their fruit and vegetable consumption. And by taking all of that into consideration over a period of 10 years in three different countries, the U.S., Japan, and Sweden, they found that each daily serving of fresh red meat increased stroke risk by a full 11%. So one serving increased, and that's taking everything into account, each daily serving of fresh red meat increased the stroke risk by 11%. So if you eat, that means that if you ate red meat for breakfast, and if you ate red meat for lunch, and if you ate red meat for dinner, 3 times 11, that's 33. So in one day, you increase your risk by 33%. Because it's increased by each daily serving of the fresh red meat. Similarly, the article went on to point out that processed meats increase the risk by 13%. So eating the fresh red meat increased the risk by 11%, and eating the processed meats increased it by a couple more percentage points, 13%. And the article went on, the studies also went on to point out that all meat consumption combined increased your stroke risk by a full 12%, which is pretty significant. In an effort to explain these results, the article points out, the researchers suggested a few possible mechanisms to explain their findings, including the consumption of high levels of saturated fats, which could lead to a greater risk of stroke from higher levels of the total cholesterol, as well as the LDL and the triglycerides. And the authors also note that red meat contains a high level of what they call hemiiron. And they theorize that, quote, high doses of iron may lead to oxidative stress, a state with increased peroxidation of lipids, protein modification, and even DNA damage. So they were trying to give a scientific reason why eating red meat may increase the likelihood of a person having a stroke. And that's one of the things, one of the reasons that they came up with. The article also pointed out that excessive consumption of foods high in hemiiron, which meats have, lead to the development of many diseases such as cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, arteriosclerosis, and neurological disorders, as well as chronic inflammation. So they know that eating red meat that red meat contains what they call hemiiron. And they also know that excessive consumption of foods that are high in what they call hemiiron lead to the development of many diseases, specifically, as I said a minute ago, different types of cardiovascular diseases, type 2 diabetes, arteriosclerosis, neurological diseases, as well as chronic inflammation. Again, from the naturopathic position, this is why we discourage the consumption of flesh foods, and we encourage the consumption of a plant-based diet. If you've been diagnosed with hypertension, or if you've been diagnosed with diabetes, or if you've been diagnosed with cancer, it's crucial that you get on some type of plan that does not involve consuming your consumption of flesh meats or even dairy products. And if you are healthy, as we pointed out in the first article, how the study showed from Dr. Spence, and this recent study showed that even if you're young and you're consuming eggs, that you're basically laying the foundation for a stroke or for a heart attack or for cardiovascular diseases in general. Now, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness here on BlueZoneWellness.org. And I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. I'm a naturopathic doctor. If you need to call in, if you'd like to call in with a question, you can do so or comment at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. We're still in our first segment. We have one more article to deal with in our first segment. And this article is a very interesting article. It was an article that was published at foxnews.com. And the title of it is, "The chemical in mint many antibacterial soaps is actually linked with impaired muscle function." The chemical in many antibacterial soaps is actually linked with impaired muscle function. And the article goes on to point out that a chemical called triclosan, which was actually introduced in the 1970s and which has become very, very popular, a very, very popular ingredient in many antibacterial soaps, as well as other personal care items such as deodorants and mouthwashes. And the article went on to point out that the chemical's popularity continues to grow, but a study was conducted by the authors of the study that we're about to talk about here. They decided to conduct this study due to recent reports that have raised some frightening concerns about this chemical called triclosan. Again, it's in some deodorants and mouthwashes, but it's primarily, according to this article, in these antibacterial soaps. Now, this study, the article is written based on a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that had revealed that exposure to triclosan is linked with muscle function impairments in humans as well as in mice, as well as it was shown to slow the swimming of fish. And the way that they say that this works is that it reduces the contractions in both cardiac and your skeletal muscles. The article also points out that the chemical has the potential to contribute to heart disease and heart failure. Now, if you stop and consider that for a moment, if it actually reduces contractions in both cardiac and skeletal muscles, that can cause some serious problems because, as I said earlier, your number one and probably your most important muscle is your heart. So you don't want to be consuming anything that actually can reduce your contractions. Now, the researchers that looked into this chemical, triclosan, were researchers from the University of California, Davis, and the University of Colorado. They got together and they decided to do this research and to examine the possible effects of triclosan due to the recent literature raising health concerns about this chemical, as well as substantial increases in its production by companies. and Dr. Isaac Pesser, who is a professor and chair of the Department of Molecular Biosciences in the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine, as well as this study's lead author, told Fox News that he said, quote, "We consider triclosan a high-volume chemical." And he went on to say that its production levels are quite high, and the levels in humans have been increasing since it was first used as an antibacterial agent in the early 70s. So he goes on to say that the body levels in humans, including plasma, that's your blood plasma, urine, and breast milk, has been steadily increasing. So essentially what he was saying is that since this chemical was introduced in the 1970s, it's been increasing since then in its production. In like manner, it's also been increasing in the blood plasma and the urine and the breast milk of human beings at a comparable rate. He went on to say, and I'm quoting from him, the lead author of the study, Dr. Isaac Pesser. Again, he's a professor and chair of the Department of Molecular Biosciences in the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine. He goes on to say that, quote, "The levels in the environment have been increasing as well because it can't all be trapped in the treatment plants. Companies try to prevent it," he says, "or try to prevent some chemicals getting out past the water treatment plant so they can dispose of them in a different way, but they can't capture all of it because there's just so much of it," end quote. And again, it's primarily, the article points out that it's primarily used in antibacterial hand soaps, but it can also be found in a number of bath and household products, including mouthwashes, toothpaste, deodorants, bedding, washcloths, and towels, as well as kitchen utensils and toys. And now, as the article went on to point out how they'd already done previous research, and they knew that Dr. Pesser and his team decided to test the compound's effects on muscle function because they knew some similar chemicals had already been some problems. And so by studying it, they went on to find that certain other chemical studies, and none of the studies had actually talked anything about triclosan. And so, and the article goes on to point out that in their experiment, the researchers produced fully functioning cells deprived from primary cells in humans. So again, they wanted to test to see if triclosan was actually affecting the muscles in human beings. Again, it's a chemical that's primarily used in these antibacterial soaps, but it's also used in some other household items. And so in their experiment, again, the researchers produced fully functioning cells derived from primary muscle cells in humans. And because the cells were derived and not engineered, Dr. Pesser said that the experiment was more accurate and that they could help them determine triclosan's effects in human beings. Now, after exposing the cells to the levels or similar levels of triclosan seen in society and seen as we as human beings are exposed to it daily, the team found that the chemical greatly interfered with the muscles' ability to contract when stimulated, which is a response known as excitation-contraction coupling. So when they did these tests, he said that Dr. Pesser found, he said, quote, "If you interfere with that process, it can be lethal and certainly debilitating. He says, "We were very surprised that triclosan essentially impaired the ECC process or the excitation-contraction coupling process in both cardiac muscle cells and skeletal muscle cells." And he said it did so at relatively low concentrations, and it did so relatively quickly. Moreover, the article goes on to point out that to add to these shocking results, the team also found that exposure to triclosan in mice resulted in an 18% reduction in their gripping strength, as well as a 25% reduction in heart function, all within an hour of the chemical's introduction to the system of the mice. The article also says, going one step further, that the scientists studied the effects of triclosan exposure on fathead minnows, and ultimately finding that a significant reduction in their swimming activity. So now when they tested it in the mice, they found a full 18% reduction in their ability to grip, or in their gripping strength rather, as well as a 25% reduction in their heart function, which would make sense if the chemical actually affects the contraction power or ability of the heart, which is not a good thing to consider. or to be subject to. The article goes on to say that while the results of the study are staggering, Dr. Pesser noted that the usage of triclosan would not lead to immediate heart failure. He says most people are actually able to metabolize triclosan quickly so that it's readily excreted through their urine, but a portion of the population does not metabolize the compound as quickly, and the chemical can remain active in the blood for a longer period of time. So there are many people who may be able to get rid of it quickly, but there are a portion of the people in society that can't. And over the long haul, it can have very significant effects. He goes on to say that the main concern that scientists have is the potential for triclosan exposure to contribute to those who already have debilitating heart conditions. Dr. Pesser says, quote, "The target we've identified has been implicated in the impairment of heart function over a period of time." He says if an average individual loses 10% of their cardiac function, they're not going to feel it. But if you're a person with heart disease already at 50% of heart function capacity, including 10% or 20% could markedly hurt your health. So it would make perfect sense that you need to take care when using or try to find alternatives to using these antibacterial soaps on a consistent basis, especially if you're a person with heart issues. The article goes on to point out that currently the manufacturers utilizing triclosan are required to list it in the ingredients. And so if you see the brand name Microban, that's M-I-C-R-O-B-A-N, Microban, you know that it has triclosan in it. And you may want to, well not may, you want to, especially if you're a person with heart issues, you may want to find a different product that does not have this chemical in it. And so, again, it's very important to understand that it can affect your muscle function, this particular chemical that's being put in antibacterial soaps and other products. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to return, and we're going to go into our natural food segment. And as I said earlier, today in the natural food segment, instead of talking about a food specifically, we're going to talk a little bit about minerals. Rather substances, nutrients, because the body does not desire or require any specific food, but what it desires or requires is specific nutrients. And we're going to look at how eating certain foods or consuming certain things actually depletes your body of these nutrients and can have serious, serious side effects. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go? Need to go so urgently you can't wait? Worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you 2 bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate. Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs, extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening out there. We are going to move right into our next segment. This is our healing food segment. If you are a new listener, we typically go through three segments. The first segment, we deal with what we call the weekend natural news review, where we look at articles that came out during the week, dealing and talk and analyze about these articles, from a natural health perspective. Then we go into, this is our second segment, where we deal with a healing food. Now, in this segment, we typically talk about maybe apples or oranges or cucumbers or whatever, and we talk about the benefits of these from a scientific perspective. We talk about, we've talked about in the past, different foods, different nuts and fruits and vegetables, and how they benefit the body from a nutritional standpoint in helping to prevent and even cure, in some cases, disease. And our final segment, which is the last one after this segment, we typically deal with a herb and how it works in the body and for a disease, or a supplement. In that final segment, today we will talk about willow bark, which is nature's aspirin. And if we have time, we will talk about yohimbe, which is considered and used in natural medicine as a natural Viagra for men who may have dysfunction due sexual dysfunction, erectile dysfunction as a result of disease. We probably won't have time to get to yohimbe today. If not, we plan to get to it next week. We'll go right ahead and go into the healing food segment here. Now, as I said before, instead of looking at a particular food today in this healing food segment, we're going to look at nutrients. Now, I had written an article on this that was actually published at naturalnews.com a while ago, and it was entitled "Avoid Nutrient Thieves." And so, what we're going to talk about here, we're going to talk about how some of the things that you consume, some of the drugs even that you consume, actually can deplete your body of nutrients and set you up for a disease or a death. Now, I'm going to start off by giving a few examples of some commonly prescribed drugs or some things that we may take into our bodies, or even prescribed drugs, or even over-the-counter drug, and some of the things that are automatically, or some of the nutrients that are automatically depleted when you consume these. Now, take for instance statins, which are drugs typically given for high cholesterol, Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, etc. They actually deplete the body of coenzyme Q10. We're going to talk about why that's important in just a second here. So again, statins, typically Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, they deplete the body of coenzyme Q10. ACE inhibitors for hypertension, lisinopril, etc., actually deplete the body of zinc. And that's not a good thing as well. Also, you have anti-inflammatory drugs deplete the body of calcium, potassium, zinc, iron. Your vitamins B6, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin K, folic acid, chromium, vitamin B6, vitamin C, D, and K again. Also, aspirin, they can actually deplete the body of vitamin C, vitamin K, vitamin B5, folic acid, calcium, iron, and sodium. So these are just a few examples of some of these drugs that actually deplete the body. These are that are prescribed. There are also other drugs that can be taken to the body that may not necessarily be prescribed, but they also deplete the body. Antacids, for instance, rob the body of your B-complex vitamin, or your vitamin A and your vitamin C, mineral calcium, and phosphorus. If you've been prescribed antibiotics, they rob the body, again, of your B-complex, of your vitamin K, and of the friendly bacteria that is in your colon. And your gastrointestinal tract. Caffeine, if you're a coffee drinker, or even if you like to eat chocolate, caffeine robs the body of vitamin B1. It robs the body also of biotin and potassium and of zinc. fluoride that they're putting in the water and that they have in many toothpastes rob the body of vitamin C. Tobacco, if you were a smoker, you robbed your body of vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. If you were a woman and you're taking oral contraceptives, they robbed the body of vitamin of your B-complex vitamins, also vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin E. So when your body is being robbed of these vital nutrients, you're actually setting your body up for all sorts of diseases and sicknesses. So let's stop and talk a minute about what happens when the body is depleted of some of these things that we've talked about here. For instance, zinc. We talked about how the body, how ACE inhibitors for hypertension actually deplete the body of zinc. Zinc now is what's considered by many a master mineral and is necessary in hundreds of enzymatic reactions throughout your body, and it also plays a vital role in your immune function. Moreover, zinc is not stored in the body, so it must be ingested through diet or supplementation. A good way to see if you are zinc deficient, according to Dr. Melissa A. Bartoszewski, D.C., is to purchase some zinc lozenges, hold one in your mouth, and she goes on to say, if it tastes sweet, you are deficient. If it tastes bitter, you are not. Again, purchase some zinc lozenges to see whether or not you're deficient in zinc. Take the lozenge in your mouth, and if it tastes sweet, she points out, you are deficient. If it tastes bitter, you are not. And she says, once the sweetness wears off and there is no taste or it tastes bitter, you can discard the lozenge. So again, zinc is very important to your immune system. It's very important. It deals with deals with hundreds of enzymatic reactions throughout your body. Not only that, men who have issues with their prostate will frequently, almost always, have a zinc deficiency. So it's very, very important to not eat or consume things, if possible, that have that depletes your body of zinc. If you are a person with hypertension and you're taking these ACE inhibitors, which deplete the body of zinc, then you actually need to get that hypertension under control by following and listening to some of the things that we suggest here on Blue Zone Wellness to get yourself off of those blood pressure medications, and so you can stop depleting your body of zinc. Because by taking them, there's a swap off for when taking these drugs. So even though they may help you help keep your blood pressure normalized, there's a price for that, and that price is to deplete the body of some other nutrients and lead to other side effects that are very undesirable. Again, we also talked about coenzyme Q10. If you're a person who owns statins, Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, they deplete the body of coenzyme Q10. Those are people with high cholesterol who are typically put on statins. Coenzyme Q10 is typically a vitamin. It's a very, very powerful vitamin as well as an antioxidant. It's also known as ubiquinol. And it's found in every cell of the body to some extent, and it's especially concentrated in your heart. Energy and ATP production are the main functions of this vitamin, of COQ10 or ubiquinol. And the research behind it has shown that people with heart failure tend to have lower levels of coenzyme Q10. Thereby, by taking statins, you're actually depleting the body of COQ10. So again, there's that trade-off that I mentioned before. There's a trade-off. So again, and we mentioned earlier in the early segment that the best way to begin to lower your cholesterol is to stop eating cholesterol in animal products. So if you stop eating cholesterol in animal products, then maybe if you own coenzyme or if you own these statins, perhaps by doing that, by taking these out of your diet and doing these other things that we talk about here, eating an overall healthy diet and eating and following a healthy lifestyle, and maybe in some cases replenishing the body and rebuilding the body, cleansing the body, and then replenishing it with these necessary vitamins and minerals and these nutrients overall, then you can come off of these statins and not have to worry about the side effects. Again, folic acid, also known as vitamin B9, which is also depleted by many of these drugs, help convert the food into energy. And it assists with also proper brain function in your DNA, RNA synthesis. It also helps with red blood cell production and your iron function. So if all of these things are very, very, all these crucial functions are dependent upon folic acid, and vitamin B9 and these drugs, or you're depleting yourself or depleting your body. You can only imagine why people say, well, we have, well, this drug has this side effect and that side effect. The underlying reason that it has side effects in many cases is it because it's depleting your body of the very nutrients that it needs to stay healthy. Let's take a look at the mineral, for instance, magnesium. Now, magnesium, again, is very highly concentrated within the cells of your body. The only other mineral that is more highly concentrated within the cells of your body is potassium. So magnesium is essential to many of the functions of your body. Therefore, it is essential to energy production. It's essential to protein formation and cellular replication, for example. So magnesium functions or participates in more than 300 enzyme reactions in the body. That's similar to the way we spoke about earlier that zinc operates. And it's also essential mineral for your heart, very essential for your heart. So if you're taking these things, if you're eating something or consuming something that's actually causing your magnesium to be depleted, of course you can get into a situation, especially over a period of time. Some of the causes of magnesium deficiency, for example, include a high calcium intake, eating too much sugary foods, drinking alcohol, diuretics, which are typically given and many times given in medication for hypertension, and liver disease, kidney disease, oral contraceptive. These things all deplete your magnesium level. And some of the things that can actually that are actually associated with being deficient in magnesium, some of the symptoms are fatigue, mental confusion, the tendency to be irritability, weakness, muscle cramps, a loss of appetite, a tendency to stress, and not only that, nerve problem. So many, again, when you're having these deficiencies, these are some of the symptoms, for instance, that are associated with magnesium deficiency. Magnesium has many, many health benefits, as I said earlier. It's very important in terms of cardiovascular and heart health problems. It's also very important in terms of helping high blood pressure. It's important in terms of for helping the body if you have asthma or diabetes, glaucoma, hearing loss, kidney stones, migraines, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's very, very important to understand that some foods and some drugs, now true foods typically, what we call true foods, foods that are what I said on the show earlier, that are in line with the colors of the rainbow, those are true foods. Much of what we're eating these days are not true foods. They can't be considered true foods. They do more damage to the body, and they don't really provide a lot of nutrients for the body. So again, those are some of the prescription drugs that deplete the body of nutrients and set you up for sickness or disease. Not only that, there are also some of the foods that I mentioned are so-called foods that deplete the body, such as caffeine, those who are drinking coffee and tea that has caffeine, et cetera, in it. So it's very, very important to understand these things, and that when you some of the foods that you may be consuming or some of the drugs, either prescribed drugs or over-the-counter drugs, and again, this is not an exhaustive discussion. We could do an entire show on some of the foods, so-called foods or drugs that deplete the body of certain nutrients, and then talk about how these nutrients, how important they are in the body, what function, how they function in the body to make sure that the body is kept up to health. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on bluezonewellness.org. You may also be listening on Blog Talk Radio / Blue Zone Wellness. We have one segment left. We have roughly about 10 or 11 minutes left, and we're going to, in that final segment, right after this, we're going to talk a little bit about white willow bark, which is what we call nature's aspirin. And we'll talk about that, and we'll look at how, in some ways, it can be used. It is a herb. And so we'll be right back after this brief message for our final segment.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. An experienced tropical refresh restaurant where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archived versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go? Need to go so urgently you can't wait? Worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you 2 bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness again for our final segment. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening, wherever you may be in the world. A special shout out to listeners over in Costa Rica. We were over there a couple of weeks ago doing some health presentations. Hope you listen. Thank you for listening. Wherever you might be in the world, thank you for listening. This is our final segment, and this is our supplement or herb, healing supplement or herb segment. And this week, we're going to talk a little bit about willow bark. And we should get finished, and this is our final segment. In the event that we don't, we'll finish up with it next week, and then we'll talk about yohimbe. But white willow bark is the nature's aspirin. In fact, back in 1889, the Bayer company, Bayer Aspirin, in Germany, introduced a drug composed of a synthetic chemical compound, actually similar to the active compound found in white willow bark. And it was originally used as a name brand. So Bayer's term for its product later became one of the most known generic medicine names, aspirin. So basically, what the Bayer company did was they created a synthetic form, almost an exact form of the active constituents in willow bark or white willow bark, back in 1899, and they basically patented the name, or they covered the brand name called aspirin. And now aspirin has come to be known relatively as probably the best known active medicine name for a generic brand name. Like aspirin, Willibrord is a proven painkiller, or we may want to say like Willibrord, aspirin is a proven painkiller. But with Willibrord, it does not have many of the same side effects as aspirin has. Right, Willibrord, the analgesic or painkilling actions of willow are typically slower acting, but they last longer than standard aspirin products. So again, when you look at right Willibrord, it's slower acting, which is the case with many herbs, but because it works typically on the underlying issue, and it has, and the creator has put many of the other constituents in white willow bark that man has typically taken out of the drug, it will work in a more stable fashion. So white willow bark, even though it may not work as fast as aspirin, it works, it's longer lasting. As with aspirin, uses for white willow bark include many things. People use aspirin as well as white willow bark for fever, for colds, for minor infections, for even for acute as well as chronic rheumatic disorders. Mild headaches sometimes people use aspirin as well as white willow bark as well as pain caused by inflammation. Now, white willow bark is also high in tannins, which means that it's probably also can be beneficial and gastrointestinal disorders. And now we're going to look at some of the specific health conditions that one may, a herbalist or a naturopath or even an allopathic doctor that practices natural medicine may suggest or recommend, prescribe the white willow bark for. Some of the things, dry mouth, for instance, a clinical study that involved 10 patients who had radiation treatment found that Salix, SST, which is a saliva-stimulating lozenge containing the active principles of willow bark, had this supplement, so essentially, it relieved the symptoms of the dry mouth, and it improved their sleep as well as their speech by taking this and some of the dry mouth that was caused by the radiation that they were going through. So this is something this is a clinical study that involved 10 patients. And it was used for dry mouth. It was basically a product that included the active constituents of white willow bark. Also, white willow bark has been used, I would recommend it in cases of inflammation or headache, migraine, osteoarthritis, sometimes in combination with other things. And like aspirin has been used in headache, migraine, osteoporosis, and even in toothache. And aspirin has an advantage over its herbal parent, and in this way, that it is more sure-acting, as willow bark actually depends on the presence of friendly intestinal bacteria to actually properly digest its components into pain-killing components. So in other words, aspirin is sure-acting, even if your gastrointestinal, if your friendly bacteria is not up to par, which is not a good deal anyway. But the best thing about aspirin is that when you have that friendly bacteria there, which you should have anyway for your overall health, because if you don't have significant amounts of that friendly bacteria in your gut, you're going to have other issues. And so when you have white willow bark, when those are present, that's when the body is more in its natural state, its natural healthy state. It goes to see that this white willow bark is going to work in a more efficacious fashion. By the same token, the analgesic or the pain-killing compound from white willow bark remain in circulation longer than those from aspirin. So again, you see that overall, when these two go head-to-head, willow bark is actually aspirin's parent, and so it stays in the system longer, better. And so again, this is another thing about white willow bark. The amount of pain-relieving compounds available from white willow bark, again, remain at stable levels in the bloodstream for several hours. This is not the same with aspirin. Not only that, the white willow bark have no negative effects on your blood platelets and do not increase bleeding, nor does white willow bark irritate the lining of the stomach, which is a common side effect to have gastrointestinal bleeding. Now, we're about out of time, but we're not going to be able to finish up with white willow bark, but we will finish up next week. And we will also talk about yohimbe. We'll give the healing herb supplement segment more time than we did this week. This week we gave the weekend natural news more time. Again, we're about out of time. You've been listening to Blue Zone Wellness. Join us here again next Sunday at the same time from 4 to 5. Again, we are talking, we're thinking about increasing our broadcasting maybe during the week, maybe 3 times a week, depending on what type of output we get. We're going to be increasing the knowledge and insight and help that you can get from listening to Blue Zone Wellness. So we hope that you will join us next week. And at the same time, same place, visit bluezonewellness.org for more help. Phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless.